Man or God, whose word do you tremble at? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the great children's book, D is for Dinosaur. Well, Ken, surely most Bible-believing Christians wouldn't have any difficulty answering your question, would they?
Well, you know, I must admit, I continue to be amazed at the number of Christians who believe in a literal Adam and Eve, a literal resurrection of Christ, and a literal virgin birth, but they reject the 6 days of creation. Now, when you think about it, the only place where Christians argue about the meaning of the word day is really Genesis chapter 1, where the meaning couldn't be more obvious than it is. You know, after years of research and conversations with people, I'm totally convinced that the only reason Christians won't accept 6 literal days is that they want to fit millions and billions of years into history. But there's no hint of millions of years in the Bible. But isn't it just a minor thing anyway? Well, no, it's a big problem. For the real issue is biblical authority. By accepting millions of years, we're telling the holy God, who's jealous of his word, I really don't care what your word says in Genesis 1, but I believe the rest of the Bible. Isn't that good enough? By compromising with millions of years, God's people show they're trembling at man's word. Instead, they should heed the word of God and tremble at that.
For some eye-opening information on the true age of the earth and the days of creation, go to your computer and log on to AnswersRadio.com. Read Ken Ham's free booklet at AnswersRadio.com.